The truism of politics is that no seat can ever be taken for granted, even the safe ones. A case in point in this campaign is the blue ribbon Liberal electorate of Indi in northeastern Victoria. Liberal frontbencher Sophie Mirabella has held this seat since 2001, but despite sitting on a healthy 9% margin, the shadow industry minister is facing a strong challenge, and it's not from the Labor Party, but from an independent candidate in Indi, Cathy McGowan. The local farmers' grassroots campaign is getting a lot of traction, with a leaked email from Sophie Mirabella's office that admits the sitting member is being, quote, severely outgunned. With more, here's our political editor, Alison Carabine.
The division of Indi takes in 28,000 square kilometres of prime Victorian countryside. It's long been coalition country. Labor last won the seat in 1928 when the sitting Country Party MP forgot to re-nominate. For the past 12 years, Indi has been held by the Liberal Sophie Mirabella. But since 2001, the MP's primary vote has fallen 10 points to 52%. And in this election, she's facing stiff competition from Cathy McGowan, a local sheep farmer and agricultural consultant. Cathy McGowan says she was encouraged to run as an independent by young relatives and their friends who were feeling deeply disenchanted with what she calls old century politics dominated by the two major parties.
Me and my friends, when we talked about it, we realised that there wasn't much opportunity, and it wasn't just young people, there was a whole lot of other people in the community who really had this sense of disengagement. And we know it's not just in Indi. We know right across Australia there's a sense of people giving up on politics, saying, you know, they're over it, wanting something else.
With more than 3 weeks to go until polling day, Cathy McGowan has mobilised an extensive grassroots campaign, much of it promoted through social media. More than 350 volunteers have been recruited, some of them moving up from Melbourne to help out. And Cathy McGowan has raised more than $63,000 in donations through her Facebook page. And the first-time candidate's formal campaign launch attracted more than 400 supporters, many drawn from the major political parties.
Look, right across the spectrum, it just absolutely amazes me the people who are turning up to the rallies and the community meetings we've had. People are coming to these forums are clearly members of the Liberal Party, but they're members of the Labor Party. They're members of all different sorts of parties.
Russell Close is a local Wodonga businessman. He describes himself as a lifelong Liberal supporter, but he's dumped the Libs in favour of Cathy McGowan. He'll be out door knocking for the Independent on the weekend.
The main thing with Cathy is she's inspired a lot of grassroots enthusiasm in the political process again, where there was a fair bit of disconnect and people weren't really that concerned anymore. They just thought, oh, well, it'll be the same again. Cathy's just sort of made it exciting and where you want to participate. There's policies of Cathy's that I don't actually agree with, but I just love her honesty and integrity. And because of that, I've decided to jump from the Liberal.
Outgoing independent Tony Windsor says Cathy McGowan has a long record of effective community and farm work. He wouldn't be surprised if she knocks off the sitting member. The Liberal Party, though, dismisses any threat to Sophie Mirabella. But she was embarrassed recently by a leaked email from a staff member, which admitted the MP was being severely outflanked and outgunned by a far more active and enthusiastic campaign team. Sophie Mirabella declined a request to speak with RN Breakfast, but appearing on her local ABC, she denied her campaign is rattled.
Oh, look, that was just an exaggeration from an enthusiastic young staffer. And, you know, in an election campaign, you know, passions run high, and that's what happens in politics, and it's great to have some passion in politics.
Local paper, the Border Mail, has described Cathy McGowan as a significant challenge to Sophie Mirabella. The shadow minister stepping up her own campaigning to see off the threat.
We've got hundreds of members and supporters across the 28,000 square kilometres that is Indi. As with every election, I'm door knocking, having street stalls, attending functions, and I'll continue to do that.
And Sophie Mirabella is standing by her record of achievement for the seat.
Whether it's over $500 million for the roads, funding for our local schools and roads, and mobile phone black spots. In the last few years, the Labor Party hasn't invested a single cent in mobile phone black spots. So that's what I'm focused on.
But for local businessman Russell Close, voters feel they've been taken for granted for too long.
Look, with Sophie, I've always just felt, well, Sophie's there and not much will really happen in the electorate. It's just a safe electorate and there's not really much point in calling or doing anything. Whereas now we're going to give the electorate a bit of a shake-up and actually put it on the map so people think, oh, we can't take this electorate for granted anymore. We may actually have to do something in the electorate. People are tired of being taken for granted, I think. Yeah, people just want a change from Sophie.
It doesn't help Sophie that she's not really a local, that she's a Melbourne girl?
Doesn't help Sophie at all. Yeah, it doesn't help Sophie at all.
Cathy McGowan says she's taking a different approach to Indi and it's resonating with the voters.
And I think what we've been able to do here in Northeast Victoria is say to community groups, don't give up on politics, get involved. And with me as an independent, with a commitment to work with community and not be party aligned, I will be able to deliver for you. But it won't be me being the power broker. It will be me working in partnership with communities to engage with them about what needs to work. And people are getting it. They're going, oh, my God, that's fantastic, Cathy. But, you know, we'd love to work with you on that.
10 candidates are running in Indi. Cathy McGowan rated some chance of winning if she secures preferences from Labor and the Greens. Sophie Mirabella says she welcomes the challenge.
I think it's great. We've had lots of candidates before and it shows we have a thriving democracy. That's what elections are all about.
Russell Close says Cathy McGowan can win, but even if she loses, politics will never again be the same in Indi.
Yeah, she can. The groundswell and enthusiasm took me by surprise. A lot of people just feel a disconnect with Sophie. They just don't really want to hear anymore, but she was the Liberal candidate, so you just voted for her automatically. I've got nothing against Sophie, but it's going to be a breath of fresh air. Even if Cathy loses, the electorate has won, because it's sort of given the Liberals, it will give the Liberals a real shake-up, even if she loses.